you know, there's only one book that's going to be the story of my life. And the reason I wanted to do it is because, number one, I had a lot of incredible things happen to me. And I come from nothing, really less than nothing. You know what? I was able to make a few billion dollars and have fun doing it.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line a dynamic business leader, visionary entrepreneur, Marine and Vietnam veteran, and now a best-selling author, the one and only Bob Parsons. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, you know, Chicago, we reached 38 states in Canada, not all the way to Arizona, but a lot of the country is hearing this, but they're all familiar with you and a lot of the endeavors that you had, and certainly some of the things you've worked in and around. The new book is named Fire in the Hole, The Story of My Traumatic Life and Explosive Success. With all the things, Bob, that you've done in business and life, most people would try to relax a little bit, take it easy. Why did you think it was so important to write a book, and specifically this book?
Well, you know, there's only one book that's going to be the story of my life, and that was it, and that I was going to write. And the reason I wanted to do it is because, number one, I had a lot of incredible things happen to me. I come from, you know, people look at you when you're successful, like you've always been successful, and like you're somebody really special. Well, I'm not really special. I'm like anybody. And I come from nothing, really less than nothing. But I was able, with a series of events and some things, a lot of things I learned along the way that are all in the book, that, you know what, I was able to make a few billion dollars and have fun doing it. And, man, I'm still working. I still run 14 businesses and loving it. I'm going to be 74.
Yeah, well, if you're doing something that you love doing, it's not like working at all, right? You're just getting up and doing exactly what you want to do. I wanted to ask you, you know, with your background growing up, your family life, military side, not necessarily immediately identified with the cutting-edge future tech situations that you became so famous for with GoDaddy and before. Talk a little bit about that. Was there a personal interest in that tech side, or did you just see sort of the future of what it could be?
Well, you know, I enjoyed it because, you know, it was tech. And I, at the time, I was just, well, I was in awe of what was being done and, you know, the breakthroughs that, you know, we were having. And you got to keep in mind, a lot of this stuff is so early in the whole, you know, tech evolution. Like, one of the big things was putting color on a monitor.
Oh, I mean, it gets down to that, right?
I mean, and, you know, the biggest computers that we had at the time, you know, there's more memory in today's cigarette lighters. I mean, so this was early. So I was in awe, and I love being involved in anything tech. And, you know, and when, you know, we fell into domain names, I mean, it literally, we just fell into it, and website hosting. And one of the things, you know, you ask is, can boring things be made interesting? And I'll tell you, yeah. For example, website hosting, I mean, that's about as exciting as a cup of sawdust. But, you know, if you market them using the right commercials and you're using a beautiful woman, and, you know, I know we're not allowed to say that anymore, you know, but, you know, I guess I can say that to you, can I?
Sure. Well, a beautiful woman, or even an exciting, you know, sports professional who happens to be beautiful. People remember those commercials. Those are iconic commercials. I love commercials. Obviously, they're so important to making business run, but you hit on it, Bob, because you take something that feels very just kind of boring and mundane, right? It's just, you know, it's computers, it's this and that, but you built excitement into all of it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I did that, your commercial, that's to be something that a lot of people think, you know, he shouldn't be doing that, or they're, you know, they take offense to it. But, you know, a commercial that pleases everybody is like a fat guy at a party. You know, he might be standing in a corner, everybody smiles at him and so forth, but he's not going to get any action. But your commercial, if it's in people's face and it's on the edge, and you're doing stuff that you know, you're going to have a lot of people love, but you're going to have a lot of people not love it, man, you're exactly where you need to be.
Well, here's what you did, though, Bob, with it, is you took something that I think for a lot of people, even smart people, if it wasn't their wheelhouse or area of interest, it's kind of intimidating, right? All of that tech style. And you made it feel not only fun, but approachable. Like, hey, you could get into it. I wanted to ask you, so on the internet, side, you know, GoDaddy, like you get into that, right? It's domains, but it really is that entry point and that window into every single kind of business. As a guy that's always learning, you know, a serial entrepreneur and all that, how much of just being sort of that gateway for all of those businesses on the domain side, how much did you learn? Did you learn a lot about a lot of different businesses, you know, being the guy?
Well, people have, you know, their businesses are different in some respects. Like, you know, they do different things. Some have a much easier time than others. Like, for example, you know, some people get paid in advance. Some people never get paid, you know, on and on. You know, it's the one thing they all have in common is they all have to, they have to excite their employees. Their employees have to create enthusiasm for its customers. It has to be, they have to be easy to understand, and the business has to be approachable, and it has to be there at the right time for whoever it is they target as their customers.
Yeah, and you think about this, and there's such a team too, GoDaddy, when you were there, and I think they've tried to carry on a lot of that. You know, it felt like a real team, you know, like when you would talk to the people, the customer service people, that a lot of that was built into it, the teamwork side. I wanted to say, you know, the military side, it's a part, such an important part. Obviously, it's the who the book is dedicated to in this for you, but anyone who lives it or experiences it, whether it's the leadership or the discipline or the structure, how much of that, you know, the experience has stayed with you. Obviously, it's such an important part, but how much of that were you able to, or did you decide to build into either the businesses or other ventures that you built?
Well, learning is a cumulative thing, Dane. You know, hopefully, you know, as time goes on and, you know, you get older, you get wiser. And, you know, certainly when it comes to making mistakes, I mean, you know, one of the things about making a mistake is that my uncle always used to tell me, first time you get bit, it's the dog's fault, right? And so, you know, you know, don't do that again. But so, yeah, you know, I'd say the basic stuff, sure, definitely learned more and, you know, was had a little better chance of what I was doing the next time that it's going to be right. I mean, and that started when I had a lemonade stand when I was a kid, and I accidentally, instead of using lemon juice, you know, I used accidentally vinegar. My mother kept vinegar in a lemon juice bottle. No, and so, I mean, and I just kept putting sugar in it, and it tasted terrible. And man, I thought, Jesus Christ. And I thought, well, maybe that's how it's supposed to taste. So I opened this lemonade stand. First guy to stop. It was hotter than blazes that day. This was an insurance man walking the debit route, you know, collecting insurance premiums. That's the way it was with the poor people in East Baltimore. The only way you're going to get paid is show up at the door on payday. So that's what they did. Well, this guy says, man, I can sure use one of these. So he gave me a dime instead of a nickel. And he said, keep it. And I poured him a cup. He took and knocked it back. And I mean, and I seen his eyes swell. And he spit it into the street. And he goes, Jesus Christ, kid, that's the worst lemonade I've ever tasted. Well, what I learned from that was, you know, make sure you use the right stuff when you put your product together.
Oh, man. Well, okay. So a lot of businesses and a lot of success. And you got to know where, you know, where you have your aptitude, and maybe lemonade stand isn't the way to do it. But success has allowed you to get into a lot of things that you want to do. You probably could have had a successful lemonade stand if you would have stuck with it. But you support causes near and dear, experiences and sports. On the sports side of it, talk a little bit about that, where being successful in business allowed you to get into things that, you know, millions of people love, like whether it's golf, whether it's NASCAR, you know, just getting in on the sports side and building that in.
Well, what I did was, you know, I kind of learned how automobile racing works, and IndyCar and NASCAR, you know, they're different in many ways, but they're also similar in a number of ways. And just learning that, you know, now, you know, I work with professional golfers. And so one door leads you to open another. So, you know, it did help me. And, you know, hopefully what I'm learning today, and I mean, you know, do I still make mistakes? Oh, brother, you bet I do. But, you know, Dan, that's how you learn, brother. You learn from stumbling, and, you know, that makes you wiser. And as you get wiser, then maybe it makes you richer. Maybe.
Maybe, right? And other people, you know, the employees and other people on the team, they learn from the examples too. Leading companies, you know, great leaders give their people tools to succeed. So with the book, Bob, is there, obviously there's going to be some entertainment. You bring that, I think, no matter where you go, it's going to be fun to read. It's going to be an exciting read. You've got a little bit of your experiences and drama, maybe a lot in there. But as far as like teachable moments for people, maybe want to either be successful in business or life, did you want to build that into the book?
Well, yeah. And to the best of my knowledge, you know, a large part of it is in there. And, you know, there's a lot of lessons probably in every, you know, the chapters are very small day and they're easy to read. A lot of the stuff is funny. And, I mean, it's a good time. And, you know, and I always stop and tell the reader what I learned at the time.
You know, you've always wanted to give back and just some of the things that are going on now, whether it's with the foundation or different causes. What are some of the things that you're into? You and your wife are supporting all sorts of things.
Well, you know, first there's the different businesses that, you know, we're involved in, you know, which vary from manufacturing golf clubs to running a golf course to selling motorcycles to shopping centers and looking at building airport hangars, airplane hangars. So, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. But the thing that's the most rewarding is the philanthropy part. I am blessed with the ability. I'll tell you, you know, we move on average a million every other week to charity right now. Wow. And that, I think, is the most rewarding thing that we do, because when we do it, you know, we're not looking to be recognized on stage at some big event. What we're looking for, we look for these foundations that are charities that are out working. There's a good cause, but because of the nature of it, they can't raise money, but they're doing a good job and a necessary job. When you have a situation like that, quite often that's where you'll find us.
I think it's great to be able to take and see where help can be given and pay it forward in a bunch of different ways. It's awesome. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for the book and all of that stuff. I'll recommend to the listeners, though, you can do the audio book where you can hear Bob tell you the story himself in his own words. He can read the book for you. So, and for the listeners too, you know, Bob used to have a podcast way back in the day. He's been a visionary and cutting edge guy for a long time. Was that something like get in there and reading the book? Was that something that you saw as a necessary, you know, part of the process? I think it'd be fun.
Well, that's exactly why I did it, because it was fun. And I got a kick out of it. I got a kick out of going through the book, you know, one more time. And, you know, I laughed so much when I did it. And, you know, the reader can hear that when I I come across something that's, you know, a bit, you know, humorous, if you want to say. You know, you can hear me laugh right there. You know, I'm not one of these, you know, mundane, you know, this is an important book. No, you know, I just have fun doing it.
I got to tell you, Bob, and it's been great to have you on the show. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And if you've got, whether it's social media or Facebook or however people can kind of keep up with your adventures, that's great. But I wanted to ask, you know, it's, as a guy who has been, you know, as people inspired to start their own business and become the next Bob Parson or somewhere in between, you know, how many times do people come up to you and they talk about, hey, when they first came up with the name for their company, GoDaddy, it was you that helped them launch whatever it was that became their life's work. That's got to be gratifying.
Well, you know what, it was a blast. I mean, you know, when things were really cooking, I mean, you know, we were doing, you know, 8, 10, 15 a second. And, you know, that's a lot of domain names, brother. And so a lot of businesses and building websites and so forth. So, yeah, you know, I enjoyed that because, you know, my customer was the ordinary person that's just, you know, got this business. It's a small business. I want to get going and, you know, signed on with you because my buddy told me, you know, any idiot can do it. Well, that's high praise. Thank you very much.
A testament to success, small success, big success, huge success. And now, of course, on the best-selling book side, and the book is Fire in the Hole, The Untold Story of My Traumatic Life and Explosive Success. The author, the man, it's Bob Parsons. Bob, thanks so much for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, for sharing it with everyone. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
You know what? It's my absolute pleasure, Dane.